Davido and DaBaby on this one, showing off her body. Thank you so much for choosing us on a Tuesday. It's Rise FM Mid-Mornings. And of course, Deboho Shirenza joins us next as we speak about traveling and being a travel agent. Having an agency, is it something that's still very relevant today? Does it work? As somebody who loves to travel, you know, where did the journey begin? Where is it now? Where is it going? Deboho, welcome to Rise FM.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
You know, and I asked Miss B this question yesterday. I have to ask you this question. Are travel agencies as relevant as they were back then?
I think yes, because there's still so many clients that come to us for help because they don't know which was that.
Mm-hmm.
And the government departments, so there's municipalities that are using our services. So yes, even corporates as well. We do use our services, so they are still relevant because that is a business that I'm in, and I still get options online. Yeah, I think so. That's what I can say.
Yeah. But let's go back to your story and who Deboho is, how your love for traveling began.
Okay. It started, I think, my first travel to a holiday destination was in 1993. I was still the only child. My mother had timeshares. We stayed at San Bonani for a whole week. So from 1993, it has been that every year the timeshares were allowed to go to different places, but there is one place that you go to every year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I started being in the travel industry. And then when I moved to Kruger National Park back in the days, I think 2004, and then I saw what was happening in Kruger National Park. I was working as a clerk at Department of Health in Kruger Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started there and I looked at all the opportunities that are there in Kruger and how I used to travel each and every year, even when I was employed, they know that every September when I get my bonus, I'm out of the office, I'm traveling the world. So that's how I started. And in 2015, when I was looking for an exit, I decided to start a traveling tour. That's how we started.
All right. Now, I mean, having a business on its own as a young entrepreneur is not easy. And I say this to every entrepreneur that I come across, is what people see on the outside is not really the things that happen on the inside. And I'm not saying that having a business, you know, is not beautiful, but with beauty comes so many ups and downs. In the industry, in the tourism industry, in the travel industry, as a young entrepreneur, what would you say were some of the biggest challenges you had to face, and how did you overcome those?
Honestly, like I was employed before, so I know the difference between having a salary on the 15th and not having a salary while you have to pay other people. So I've got employees, I grew, I have a guest house now, I've even established a new place in Soweto. What I'm saying is that it is a challenge where you have to do the math every month.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, you don't pay yourself. And you've got kids to feed. You've got cookies to pay. Those are some of the challenges. Because if you don't have an order, and recently, now, you know, the story that happened in Mozambique, we had 4 trips that were cancelled in November and December. We had 2 in November and 2 in December.
Mm-hmm.
They were cancelled. So that was my income.
Sure.
But because of the situation and COVID as well,
mm.
What do you do during those times of COVID? Everything was stuck. That's why people that say we must not put our eggs in one basket are correct, because at some point I had to do a lot of supplies during COVID so that I can sustain myself, because I no longer have a salary. So there's a lot. And sometimes we don't even pay ourselves. Sometimes we go without salaries for the whole month and we have to pay other people. So there are days where it's rosy, you have a big order, money is there, tomorrow it's out. So it's a lot. You know,
mm-hmm.
being a business person, it's not a smooth ride. For those that say it's a smooth ride, I so envy them and I wish to be in their level at some point.
But you must be doing something right, Deboho, because you are an award-winning travel agent. And how did that, winning the African Travel Under 40 Award, impact your career and the growth of CTS Tours?
That award came as a surprise and a big birthday present because it was a year before my 40th. And as the organizer of the event, it was the event for under 40s and it was held in Nigeria. So that was a pat in the back because I've been working hard to establish myself, no funding. You know, when you start a business from scratch and you have employees, and then someone says, you are doing well, we celebrate you for starting something like this. And it made me even work much more harder. I've connected with other people because when we were in Nigeria, we had 100 different award winners there from different countries. So that has also made me connect with other people. I've got an order now from Rwanda. So it's bringing 25 students. So those are the kind of things that when you get such an award and you get to meet these people, it brings something back to you, the recognition as well to say you are doing something, we see you.
Absolutely. It means a lot. And are you bringing these students from Rwanda to South Africa?
It's a 7-night tour. They'll be doing Cape Town, Johannesburg, and Mpumalanga.
Oh, I love it.
A Kotali thing. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I love it. What do we say to the young girl, to the young boy who says, I love traveling and I want to make money out of this, but I'm not really sure what way to go about it?
I've always spoken to students before, and every young girl and boy out there doing travel and tourism as a subject in class, or someone who's sitting at home not knowing where to start. I've always said, I started with nothing. I've organized, I don't know how many trips to Mozambique, transit all over the country and outside of the country, but I don't even own one taxi. Ask me how. I've spoken to people that have, and we made deals. I've made flyers, advertised, people trusted me with their money, and that's how I started.
Yeah.
So it's not something that you have to go kill someone so that you can be able to be one step closer to the industry or no. Open your company, register the company from CIPC, 775 francs. From there, seek advice, go to tourism associations, go to MTTA for advice, register with them, the database there. They have workshops that they conduct. So there's so many opportunities, even municipalities such as LED section, and then what programs do you have in Bushbuckers? We have a lot of things. I've been in the Bushbuckers Tourism Organization for 2 days, for 2 days, serving the organization. People have came to us for information. We have seen a database from 9 members who own guest houses. Today in Bushbuckers, we have more than 100 guest houses. So that is the growth that I've seen over the 10 years, where people come to us.
Yeah.
As what business can we start and give them information. So they must go to their LED offices, local municipalities, and they must also check their tourism associations. And I'm also a phone call away. If they need advices, they can contact me and then I can help them. Because I was also handheld at some point.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Deboho, thank you so much for coming on to the show. We wish you all the very best. You are doing such a wonderful job in the industry that you're in. We wish you all the very best. You and CTS Tours, fly high.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. And thank you for the opportunity to speak to your listeners.
Thank you so much. It's Rise FM.
On the